Hi, everybody. Well, today is November 23rd. It's Monday, 2015. So we're going to clear the date here. So everybody kind of maybe what we could try is if you have a pencil and paper or a pen, maybe you could write down, 11 or November, and we'll clear each one for you, and you can see if it changes the energy. So what you could do is, write down like an 11 on your piece of paper and run your hand over the top of it, maybe an inch or 2 inches above it, and see if you feel like warmth or cold going over the number. I would say probably maybe 60% of the people can actually feel an energy, okay? If you don't feel it, it's okay. You can always tap your palm chakra, the palm of your hand with your fingers. That will kind of awaken it a little bit sometimes, but just kind of move your hand over it and see what it feels like. And we're going to clear that now. I'm going to clear the 11. Maybe I'll wait a half a minute so you can, I'll do this here just to see what it feels like. So you can clear the 11. And we're going to be clearing that. We'll do it right now. So here we go. Clearing the 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. And move your hand over it and just see if it tends to feel slightly different. Okay. And now we're going to clear the 23rd. Okay, here we go. Moving your hand over it again. And feel the energy. Okay, now we're going to clear it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And next we're going to clear the year of 2015. And so here we go, clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And just see if it feels different to you. Because very possibly it could. Now we need to clear November. So whatever you want to use, NOV or maybe the word November. So write that down. Because either way, it still could have energy on it, even abbreviations will. So here we go. I'm going to clear that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And put your hand over it again. Just try to go slow over it and just see if you feel anything. You don't want to get too mental, but your body will tell you. Just see if the energy is cleared. Well, that's just a little thing that now you're doing. So let's eliminate the problem situations that you could have. So releasing those. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next, we'll bring up the light beam so you can get some peace energy into your room. Here we go. Stronger. Oh, what you could do also, if you have, maybe we'll just say that your day started off and maybe your spouse, neighbor, or boss, depends what time you are, listening to the call on here. But maybe you had really a crappy day. And you do have a picture of them, possibly, probably more spouse-related. So you could put the picture in front of your computer, too, and it'll send them peace. So if you want to get that, you can. I'll wait a half a minute or so here. And maybe when they come home or when you see them again, they'll be more peaceful. And so, I'm kind of assuming that they caused your problem because you listen to all these programs and you're normally in peace. But maybe they were in peace and they somehow pushed your button. And now you're out of peace, so naturally you're in front of the computer. And you will get the peace energy coming to you also. So here we go. Bring in peace energy into your room with the light beams. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. We'll see if you have any comments coming in. I'd like to know if you up there felt that energy with your hand, releasing these the date anyway, with the numbers. So we'll get our co-host on. So Elizabeth, I know you're around, so come up to the mic.
Yes. Hi, everybody. Hi, Ron, and it's great to be here with you for the next hour on the Healing Highway on the Creation Lightship Healing Show. As Ron said, we are live today, November 23rd, 2015, and that was a really great way to start the show, Ron, and I am hoping that we get some comments from our listening audience here via clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can type in a response or a testimonial via our fast chat feedback form which you can find on Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com. There's a link right there at the top. While we're doing the live broadcast, you can access the chat room. You can also access it through the BBS Radio Creation Lightship Healings homepage. So welcome, everybody, and thanks, Ron, for energizing the light beings for peace energy for the next hour. And if you're just tuning in, make sure you get that light being image up, the three light beings, during the show, and it will bring peace to you and your space. So our topics tonight are going to center around self-empowerment, and as usual, we'll be taking listener questions and testimonials. And Ron, I wanted to start off with something that somebody wrote in this afternoon, and they said, "Hi, Ron, I have to write after watching a documentary on wild Mustang horses from 2013. And 40 years ago, they were near extinction, and one woman fought to bring them back. Now the cattlemen are complaining, and the land management people are rounding them up and taking the young and sterilizing the stallions, placing them in holding pens, etc., many injured and many die." So the woman narrating said she watched those horses in the holding pens and their eyes were dulled over. So does this mean their spirits are gone, just as a human? And over the course of a few years, thousands of horses disappeared. My question is, off to slaughter or abductions? Thanks to Creation Lightship, I was able to watch this without emotion. But the empathy in me wants to help these beautiful animals run wild in the West. Any thoughts on that, Ron?
Boy.
About the dulled eyes?
The horse's eyes, if they are dulled over, the spirit left. Okay, as far as abductions, it's possible that maybe they took the horse and brought clone ones, and they can do that too. I'll have to probably do some checking on that. If they got another higher calling here, we'll say go look for them, Another mission.
Yeah,
anyway.
Well, I knew nothing about this.
Yeah, I didn't either. It's, man. Anyway, nuts.
But, so, I mean, I know, Ron, when an animal dies here on Earth, the spirit goes directly to the light ship.
Yes.
So, in this case, they're still here, but it's like the humans are taking over their environment. But, it's like a struggle. People are trying to bring them back. And a lot of the times, unfortunately, I just saw like a documentary on this myself, not horses, but just animals on the verge of extinction. So it's more like they're here, but we're slowly reducing their environment. So it would seem to me that there's less energy spiritually here for them.
Yeah, so, I don't have much to comment on that.
Okay.
It is kind of sad. So, maybe we can move on.
Okay. Well, the next question is an animal question, too. And it's someone who loves cats, and they're wondering about the phrase, curiosity killed the cat. So they're wondering if you could clear this energy off cats from this phrase. I am sure they will love you for doing so, and me too.
Sure, okay, here we go. So getting rid of that phrase, curiosity killed the cat, taking away this. And this you could do on the alien keyword.
I was just thinking that.
And also on the natal one too, but here we go. To releasing these energies of these words, so one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. So that should help out.
Okay, great. Thank you. So that clearing that Ron mentioned is a free healing. and it is called the Alien Keyword Intercept Disconnection. You can find it on creationlightship.com on the left in the drop-down under free healings. And you can do it for somebody else, and they don't have to know about it because their spirit will always accept healing from the Creation Lightship no matter what. And you can also work with your loved ones, plants, or pets. So it's a great healing, and it's a great healing to do for phrases like that, as well as phrases or words that you feel particularly emotionally connected to, or things that you keep hearing maybe a couple times a day, and you're like, oh, that's weird.
In fact, I would do one of those phrases. So yeah. We all have phrases that we probably heard. Oh, my God. you know, let's see, what else would there be? God bless you. Let's see. Do you have a couple phrases kind of along those lines?
Oh, I always say, like, what the hell?
The word's hell, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, let's see here. There's another phrase similar, but...
Yeah.
You know, the shit happened one, that's a good one, you know?
Right.
And let's see here. Let's see. So, anyway, if you have your own phrase...
Or you can say, like, oh, crap.
Yeah, that's good, yeah. So anyway, if you have your own phrase that you have that you normally pucks out of your mouth, remember, you have ones that pop out just because you're around the public, you know, we'll say, you try to edit it somehow slowly as it comes out of your mouth. And then you have the ones that are spontaneous, and those normally maybe could be a little more to the point, you know. So think of one of those phrases that you typically say. And here we go. We're going to release that energy. So you may want to write it down on a piece of paper and put it there, and then we're going to clear it, and you can feel the energy leave it. So here we go. So write that wonderful phrase down. You know, that's a phrase helps you out immensely, you know. What else would you say, you know? So here we go. Let's release it. So we'll do the whole phrase at once. So here we go. One, and feel the energy on it with your hand. You remember, like an inch or 2 inches above your writing. And you may feel like it being hot or cold, or maybe it feels like your hand's being pulled to it like a magnet, or you've been repelled, something like that. And here we go. Everybody's a little different how they sense energy. So here we go. Clearing that. One, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And now sample the energy on the piece of paper and see if it feels like it's no longer there, like it's just paper without the writing on it. That's the way it should feel. So we'll see what kind of comments we get. And then
okay.
I watched a program on Netflix. It was about the Ming Dynasty, and I guess that was the last one that was there. Then a woman took over, being the emperor or something. But the one that I saw that they're talking about, the guy was pretty bad, and he neutered. They called him eunuchs. All the Chinese who were workers, the male Chinese. So that was pretty interesting. So maybe for some reason you might have that in your genetics. And I can't recall when that was. I'll just stab at 1600, probably. And so here we go. And I don't know how the lady was. So I didn't watch anything past that. Maybe she was worse. I don't know. But anyway... Here we go, releasing that energy if you became neutered or, you know, whatever. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Hope you can see how you feel now. And maybe if that was connected to you for that, they did talk about the Chinese, they had to put this thing over their head, some type of thing, a board or whatever, and they had their hands up there too so they couldn't move. So that could be, you know, some type of torture thing that you had to sleep in. So you probably you wouldn't escape. And then they took it off the people in the daytime and forced them to, I think they forced something about Beijing. I think they did some kind of temple in Beijing. The oldest, biggest temple or something is what they actually built. But here we go. Maybe that's associated with you, too. Maybe your neck's always a little crooked or something, or maybe you have a shoulder ache or whatever. But here we go. Let's release that in case you were one of those Chinese people at that time, one of your ancestors, I should say. And you may have stuff being transferred, copy and pasted today to your genetics. So here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see how you guys are doing. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, wow. That is really cool, Ron. Hopefully we'll get some feedback here from the listeners, whether it's about the energy of the date and the word or the phrase they wrote down, or perhaps about the sample clearings you just did. And I should mention, too, that, Ron, the clearings will work on the archive, I think it's up to 3 times now?
Yes, 3 times, yes.
Okay. So if you're listening to this on an archive, you can still benefit from the healings up to 3 times unless Ron has specified otherwise. Okay, so somebody else wrote in, and this is, I think, a cool kind of a way of looking at it. So this listener wrote, "Hi, Ron, thinking back about full moon issues and how mind control works, it makes sense with creation lightship teaching. Back in my partying days, I watched people get drunker and wilder. In my nurse's aid duty days, patients' personalities changed. They got more demanding, etc. And in relationships, anger, agitation, and arguing were always around a full moon. So is this a program? I was told that also parasites lay dormant in your body, and at the full moon, they can come alive and feed off of us. If so, it would make more sense. An alien would be in control of that, I guess. So thanks for your input, and thanks to the co-host for doing a wonderful job with our questions."
Yeah, so, yeah, it is all alien-based, you know.
This kind of
goes... You're dealing with your, you know, your birth chart and how things affect you. So it's not hard to draw that conclusion that there's something out there controlling you, even though it's not necessarily in front of you talking to you to tell you to do something. You know, once you kind of catch on, it's kind of like a no-brainer, you know. All the newspapers, most of them, I'd say, maybe all of them have the charts in there for the astrology, you know, the horoscope of what's going to happen to you, typically, and what's going on, and why would they have it if it didn't really have truth to it, you know, or some type of truth. I won't say 100% truth, but, you know, it's, and you could even say, well, I don't believe any of that, and all the newspapers have it, you know, and I still don't believe it, but are they trying to brainwash me then with that? So that's another way of looking at it. If you don't believe it whatsoever, then why is it there? You know, and as you go across, in fact, you may even want to do that clearing for, you know, the horoscope, you know? Horoscope, with the S. So you may want to, we can do a clearing for that word if you want. Probably be a lot of energy on it, so you may want to write the word down. Do you want to spell it for him? Are you good at spelling, Elizabeth?
Did you want me to spell horoscope?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, or horror-scope.
I guess either one. They can take their pick.
Okay, so the first word, it obviously is horoscope, or you could write down horrorscope. And you could also try, if you want, you could try clearing this on the alien keyword, but Ron's going to do this sample for us, so hopefully everybody's got that written down in whatever manner they feel connected to. And I'll turn it back over to you, Ron.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. We'll kind of move your hand over the top of it slowly. You know, slowly to me is like maybe a second to go across the word, okay? And that would be, you know, I move much faster than that, but, you know, a second over what you wrote is plenty of time to sense the energy. So here we go. Releasing the energy for the word that you wrote. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and we talked about, check the energy. So we talked about being neutered, in a sense, and being castrated. So what happens if you have a word and you take the vowels out of the word? So you're like neutering the word, in a sense, and neutralizing it. Once you take the vowels out, that word no longer has any action to it. So somehow the aliens take the vowels, at least in the English language anyway, and there's a lot of energy that connects the next letter to that particular vowel letter. So you take that out, and maybe each letter is like a key word, although it's not a word, a key letter. But once you take it out, the word doesn't really have any meaning to you any longer. So what you could do is write your first name down, and you actually have some vowels in there. And what I'll do is I want you to say the name out loud and kind of maybe feel the energy on the piece of paper with your name on it. And what I didn't say is don't have writing on it. You know, you don't want to turn the paper over to still have the information for another word on the back side. You want it to be, you know, maybe separated some way, or at least, you know, keep the word separate. So that's this is your scientific test here. So
here we go.
So your name, just say your name out loud now, and also feel the energy of your name, or sense the energy anyway if you can. And now we're going to clear the vowels in your name. So we'll start with the A. So releasing the A energy. That feels good. And E energy. A-E, then I, and an O, and U. Those are the main vowels. There we go. So, I'll say your name out loud. That doesn't mean anything to you anymore. Might be looking around for who's Sally in the room here. Just say Sally's. You won't know that it's you because you're going to be disconnected from your name. Which also is another way of looking at, the C word that people have, the cancer word. If you took out the vowel of cancer and you did clearings on it, then you're not connected to it. So you can't have cancer. Just kind of going a little off on a tangent here. And so, remember, when you say cancer, what comes to you is like the gigantic multi-dimensional cloud of energy from the beyondo and above your head, probably, especially above hospitals and doctor's offices who deal with that particular situation there. And as soon as you say the word cancer, all that energy is coming flocking right into you because you're resonating to it. So now you have the cancer T-shirt on and you don't even know that you have it.
you may want to try that. Or if you have something wrong with you, you know, physically, maybe you have, a hurt shoulder or something, or your arm is, you know, throbbing or whatever, you know. So you might write that down and take out those vowels in that particular clarion. We do have, the alien keyword intercept. Take it out of that, and maybe that might even release your pain. Might be that simple. So you resonated to something that everybody believes in and knows about, because they probably felt something, or at least they know about it, and once you bring that into your reality, you have it. Another thing, going another tangent here, we'll say, is a lot of the stores now, at least the W store, I see carts in there that people who can't walk too well, they sit in these carts. So, if you're tired one night and you sit in one of those carts, you're going to be picking up all that stuff of crippled people, probably, or whatever their problem is, attached to that cart as you're moving it up and down the aisles, sitting in it. So you want to be aware of that. And then another thing that I got aware of, this is going to another thing, all these shopping carts have a place for young kids to sit down, toddlers, right? We'll say, or whatever. And here you are putting groceries in that same spot where they're sitting. So, what do young kids do? They're not really potty trained. Do you think these companies go out and sanitize this cart?
Oh.
So here you are, you're putting your purse in there because it's real convenient because you don't want to lose your purse. And I won't go any further with that. So you may want to just push that piece forward and not ever use it. So we'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, or try to get one of those, like, multi-tiered carts that are a little bit smaller that they don't let kids sit in. So I notice a lot of stores have those now. It's a lot smaller, and there's, like, two levels. So I don't know. I've always tried to get that if I can without even thinking about that. I was just like, oh, it's better. It's smaller. It's easier to deal with, But that never even crossed my mind, Ron. That's a great illustration. I mean, yeah. Really hitting it home is how the energy and the slime can transfer energetically from object to people to food. I mean, and then you go home and eat this food. And, it's been energetically slimed, so it's probably not doing you much good.
Yep, that's right. So anyway, let's see if we can comment on that thing, anyway. And it's okay to admit that you've done this.
Yeah, somebody just said that most stores provide wipes now, which are good to use.
Yeah, on the handles, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is correct,
Yeah, yikes.
I'm thinking of other stuff. Maybe want to put something in there that, provides.
I know, right? It's interesting because in New York City, there really aren't big grocery stores where people go and load up these huge carts. And a lot of people, like the older people, will bring their own little, like, granny carts to the market.
Oh, yeah,
They'll just kind of put everything in there. Or, a lot of people shop on a daily basis, so there isn't this, like, huge, disgusting metal basket where, kids have been sitting. But, yeah, I think, like, in most of this country, that's kind of how it's done, unfortunately.
Yep.
Yeah.
So any comments so far coming in?
We don't have any comments on the clearings that you've been doing. And
well, let's have an audience, huh?
Yeah, I wonder if everybody's just kind of asleep. Hopefully they'll wake up. Usually I find within the last half hour to 15 minutes, everyone starts emailing tons of questions, and it's like they all kind of are engaged. Or I don't know. I think a lot of people like to just listen to the show, too. So somebody else was asking about some clearings on the website, and they were wondering what the difference is between the special healing and the special generic whole lifetime clearing?
Okay, the generic one is 7th generation.
Okay, and they were wondering, about that. Is there an unlimited option on the 7th generation?
No, there's not, no.
Okay. And they said they have the unlimited special and have used it on their condition. They bought many years ago a multi-purpose generic clearing, generation 1 through 7. And they're also wondering, is this the same as the special generic rational clearing?
What's that one again?
I think it's special generic rational clearing, but I looked on the website and I couldn't find that. I could only find a special generic generational 1 through 7 and then a whole lifetime special generic, which I guess you could purchase an unlimited on that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe the special generic goes along, could be used to go along with that.
Right.
So that's probably what it's for. One is for 7 generations with, you know, maybe something that you have or done, but we don't have it on there.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not really designed to go back past that. There's really probably no need. You know, if there is, then you gotta, you know, do other clearings to work with that. The only reason why I put that that 1 7-generational clearing up for the special one is because I figure people might need it if their parents had this situation. But mainly the special clearing itself is a whole lifetime clearing just designed for a particular physical illness or problem that your body's having. That's what it's designed for, which I don't have listed on the website. So let's just say you're trying to figure out what to do, and you have a sinus problem for your whole life. And, you know, you could probably go into the Body Jumpstart and use that page, but if you didn't do that, and you want to really get rid of the sinus one, then by going into that special clearing, that's what it's designed for. And then I also put it up for somebody who just has some type of problem. You know, let's just say that you get a phone call, and, you know, maybe your spouse or something broke his arm at work, and he's going to the hospital, and you go, yikes, I better do a clearing. What do I do? Well, you can go in there and do this special clearing, which is for the whole lifetime of maybe having a broken arm. You can put that right in there and clear his whole lifetime out so that the energy from the past that is affecting his broken arm now may be able to get rid of. You may be able to get rid of that energy. So just strictly for like an emergency clearing, that's what I put it up for. And then the 7th generation is if it goes back further, which I don't think is really needed, but I put it up just one time in case somebody wanted to go deeper with it. But typically, I don't think it's needed, okay? So back to you.
Okay. So thanks for that clarification, Ron. And hopefully we'll get some testimonials here. Oh, I also wanted to say, when you were doing the clearing and talking about the moon energy, there's also that planet star cordings clearing, and that includes moons, vortexes, stargates, portals, and asteroids and comets. So if you are feeling like that moon energy is affecting you, this clearing takes away energies that connect you to your natal chart, and that is also, I guess, the horoscope thing that Ron was clearing earlier. That's a natal chart thing. So if you really felt that connection to that word, or maybe you look at your horoscope every day in the paper, this clearing might be a good one to do. And I wonder, Ron, if people even read them before and after they do the clearings. Like, I know a lot of people just kind of do it for entertainment, but I wonder if you did this clearing, would you even be interested? You probably wouldn't even go back to checking it.
Yeah, I'd say probably not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Another interesting thing, this is going to be a little more far-fetched, but we're coming up against Thanksgiving, okay? And so typically when you hear the word Thanksgiving, you're not really giving thanks for anything.
You know, typically I don't think anybody is giving thanks for anything. Myself, I don't miss another day, but what comes to mind? Well, it comes to mind tradition. And the tradition typically is having a turkey. So I think everybody could probably relate to that. So now we're going to talk about turkeys. So I'm thinking, what if the aliens said, you know, everybody's eat turkey, you know, on Thanksgiving. Man, what a way to put an implant in everybody. We'll just abduct that turkey someplace between the time that the turkey was dead, maybe, you know, killed, to the time that you eat it. And we're going to put all these implants in it because everybody's buying turkeys. Anyway, I'll just stop there. What would you do with that? Well, you'd probably want to get on the alien attack page and clear out implants out of the turkey meat that you're eating. And, or maybe even doing timeline crashes on it. But to me, it looks like a, you know, like, man, that's a no-brainer for the aliens. Everybody's doing that. You know, people who do eat turkey, you know, I don't know how much of the listening audience is, you know, using it. But and maybe you have these implants from, maybe you said, oh, I'm a vegetarian now. I don't eat turkey. Well, you ever eat turkey? You know, maybe you have an implant going off on you every Thanksgiving, because that's the day that you celebrate this, and that's when the implant got embedded, and it might be an anniversary date for the aliens. So maybe they're doing that like a tracking barcode. Anyway, I don't want to scare anybody. I'm just trying to bring out reality here, what could be a possibility. But anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's anytime, and also I think a lot of turkeys get killed, so there's that energy. There's a turkey farm not too far from where I live, and every year you see them there, and then I drove past it today, and they're all gone. So, yeah, it's definitely something to consider and clear, and someone suggested that you could do object clearings on the food or put it in front of the computer and run life force energy.
Yep, that would work, uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, cool.
So I'm going to do that clearing. If you, let's just go back. You have to pick when you had your turkey dinner, we'll say. It could be last year, or maybe, you know, you haven't ate turkey for 5 years, you know, or something. But anyway, just pick a time, a year, that you had maybe the best tasting turkey of your life. Maybe that's where they put the best implants in it. So think of that. And I'm going to release that energy of that turkey meat that is stored inside of you, because it's all energy. So here we go. Releasing that energy from you. One, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. We'll see what people think of that one. That's you, Elizabeth.
That was really cool. Someone else is in regarding to this. This seems to be triggering some questions here, Ron. So this listener is asking, can we put the phrase turkey meat into the enter full name box in the eliminating alien attack page, even if we bought it for ourselves?
Yeah, that's very good. Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay, cool. So that would be a good thing to do if you are feeling this.
Turkey. Those aliens are probably turkeys, you know, so we ought to get rid of them.
Or there's also that phrase, talking turkey.
Yeah,
yeah.
Clear.
I mean, it's kind of an American symbol, too. So I think Benjamin Franklin or somebody, one of the like founding fathers, wanted it to be the national bird. So it has like a very strong association with the country, too. Somebody else wrote that they're yawning tonight with both the Chinese healings that you did, Ron, but did not feel the energy from the words, from clearing the words.
Oh, it must be pretty deep then.
That's what I would say. It's very deep under the covers. So your body got rid of what it could that was resurfaced, maybe from watching movies or something. So it still probably hasn't come up to cause problems yet. So that's good. We got rid of some of the energy that was kind of percolating up.
Yeah.
That was quite a while ago, you know. So, like I said, normally your issues are from your parents and grandparents, you know. And, you know, that's a long ways away, you know, from that, you know, 1600s. So, back to you.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, and I got another kind of a nice testimonial here. I just wanted to read it for you, Ron, and the listening audience, that this listener purchased the Unlimited Prosperity Clearing several months ago. Looking to purchase a home in another state. At first, I had no joy with the clearing. Then Ron was talking about, well, you have to bring the energy to yourself, live it, and own it. So I cleaned up my current home, fixed some long overdue things, and presto, it worked very well. I feel creative and peaceful with all of it.
That's nice.
Okay, great. Thanks for sending that in. And the next question is about the light being image, and this person's asking if you have to have the light being image up on the screen throughout the whole clearing by itself, or can you have it up and run other applications at the same time? And they said they like to run clearings while they're doing work on their computer. I'm not sure about that.
Well, as long as you have, you know, a light being up, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it'll get down to, well, can I get one the size of a pull seat stamp? And, you know, well, it's kind of small, I would think. You know, it's still going to work, but you want to get more energy coming into that light beam. I won't say more energy, but you want to radiate more energy into your room. So the larger the light beam is, the more energy you're going to be releasing and connecting to you. So, you know, I don't know. I really can't say how big you should have it as far as the minimum size, okay? Because all monitors are different. You know, you may want to just get some way to get a different monitor just for the light beam even. In fact, you could possibly, boy, I don't know how you'd even do this. If you get a picture of the light beam up, like, say, from the PBS program or one of them, and just have that up on the monitor screen, some way, you'd almost have to get into the website and have it active on the internet, and then use your other one for you know, doing your work. But you could do it that way, have it in your room also on a different screen. But if you only have one computer, then, you know, at least get the light beam up, and the larger the better for you. So back to you.
Yeah, and I think there's an option, like in most browsers, you can open a new window, and you can still, because a lot of the times, like, if you're running a really long clearing, like, what I'll do is I'll start it, and then if I have to, like, check email or do something quick, like, I'll just open a new window, and I won't minimize the light beam at all, just kind of make it, like, half the screen, and then I'll do whatever I need to do, and then I'll just resume the light beam after I'm done checking my email or whatever. And that way I can keep the clearing going if you don't have a separate designated computer for clearings. So that sometimes helps. I tend to just kind of focus on the clearing though while I'm doing it, but I have, like, not stopped it, but I've kind of, like, put it on one half of the screen because I think the larger the image is, the more energy is transmitted.
Yeah, and then we got Black Friday come in for computer sales, you know.
Yeah.
You can always ask Santa Claus.
Yeah, or just like Ron said, get another small, like, inexpensive monitor and, like, hook it up to your computer and just have it run the light beam.
Yeah.
You don't need a whole other new computer.
No, you have to be creative. And,
yeah.
And people love having the light beam up on their monitor screen, you know.
Yeah.
You know, just even when they're, you know, in the room or something, just doing whatever they're doing, even if not on the computer, doing work on. Just having it up brings peace into your room. So
really notice a difference.
Yeah, it's... Yep. I just wonder if somebody, I'm just kind of thinking of this out loud, if you didn't have a, if you had a computer, and if somehow you could maybe make a DVD of the image, I don't know if that would even work. I'm just talking out loud here, you know. I'm not computer savvy at all, but, you know, you could somehow do that and just have maybe the DVD on pause or something and have a picture of the light being up. You wouldn't really have to have it active. I don't know if you can do that with a DVD in a car or not. A lot of people have, the GPS and stuff. I don't have that, but, you know, many people have, you know, cars that have it, you know. So if you could pop it in and, anyway, an idea. Back to you.
Yeah, that is a good idea. And just to clarify, somebody was asking, you can stack the light being. So, yeah, I wasn't, just to clarify, I didn't mean to say that. You can have two or three light beings in separate windows or however many, you know, if you have a really big monitor, more than that. So you can do multiple windows at the same time. Just wanted to clarify that in case anybody was confused.
And you could also even put light beams over each other. That you could do also.
Yeah, like an overlap.
Yeah, And that way you could have a couple of clearings going related to the same situation. Remember that. You don't want to, you know, mix up, you know, apples and oranges because you don't know how your body's going to respond to it.
Right. That's like you don't want to run like a planet star courting while you're running, you know, a whole lifetime emotional clearing.
Yeah. Yep, that's true.
Okay, great. Well, that's helpful, and I think that helps clarify the way you can use it. So somebody else is asking, do you have to sit in front of the light being image the whole time, or can you get up sometimes and walk around while you're doing a clearing?
Yeah, during a clearing, you don't have to be in front of your computer, but most people prefer being there.
Mm-hmm.
You do want to have it in the room with you. So, you know, if you're doing dishes or, you know, cleaning your floor, vacuuming, and you're going to be away for a half an hour or so, then, you know, move your monitor and hopefully you have a laptop. Just move it into the room that you are and do your thing and have it run.
Yeah, or if you're out of the house, put up a picture.
Yep, put up a picture of yourself in front of it.
Yeah, sometimes, like, if I'm home and I'm running a clearing and I know I'll be out, like, doing yard work, or whatever, I'll just put up a picture and then come back and take the picture down when I come back in.
Yep, very good. Yes,
Okay. Just wondering, too, if anybody felt any relief from that clearing that Ron did earlier about the phrase, curiosity killed the cat. I wonder if there are any cat owners out there that would like to comment on that. So if you would like to comment, please let us know if you felt that. Someone is asking, what are some suggestions, Ron, for they feel stuck to relocate as well as creating income? They're doing the self-empowerment now. They did fear clearing on homelessness with no success, and they said they loved being homeless. And they noticed abandonment plays a part in being stuck. So they said that they're going to add abandonment of self and others to the other category in the self-empowerment and affirmation. And they're just wondering if you have any other suggestions on what they could do feeling stuck to relocate as well as creating income.
Well, that's a good one. Just, you know, make sure you're off the grid lines and the ley lines. He did a show on that, talking about it, I don't know, maybe a week ago, possibly. So you want to make sure that you're not hooked up so you can move. A lot of times the aliens will start bringing energy in, and you become kind of apathetic. You know, maybe after a couple of weeks or a month of whatever you're planning to be doing, and then you just don't care any longer, and you don't have the energy to move forward. So that could be one thing, too, you may want to look at. boy. Just make sure that you're always on the now timeline. You know, what I'm hearing, you know, from that person and also other people, they feel stuck. And maybe life isn't working out well on their timeline. Remember, you're on a timeline, so you're on that stuck, not wanting to move timeline. Get off of that timeline. And, you know, that's probably what I could suggest doing. Because if you don't get off the timeline, you're going to be living there. You're in the caste system of the aliens. So maybe you're in the poor me category, the poverty, you know, category. You know, what timeline are you on? Sadness timeline, you know, your neighbors hate you timeline, well, you know, whatever it is there. Maybe you're on a timeline where you want to move and you can't, and you're on the barking dog timeline, you know? So get off that timeline so you can shift. Back to you.
Yeah, and that's such an important point because you want to make sure that you are in control of the timelines. And other people and other forces are not controlling you. So as much as you can, you have to kind of timeline crash and sort of, I don't know, because it's, I mean, if somebody keeps, if say like maybe your neighbors really like you or your family doesn't want you to move, so they're putting out all of these cordings to keep you there because your friend, you don't want to, your friends don't want you to leave or your work doesn't want you to leave, so they're all putting you on these other timelines. So you kind of have to figure out, well, which ones can I control, which ones can I timeline crash, and how can I disconnect myself so that I'm kind of in control here of where I want to be, not necessarily staying for whatever reason. And that, I think that's something, it might not be apparent at first. Any thoughts on that, Ron?
Yeah, I'd say that you're probably right. You know, that sounds good to me.
Yeah. So I would just keep, you know, trying that maybe and seeing it if it may not be something that you're necessarily even aware of. Maybe there's somebody else that wants to keep you from doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that, I guess, what would be a good clearing to run on that? I mean, I'm thinking curses, hexes, and spells, but it doesn't seem to be like that. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't seem to me to be like a curse or a hex, but it's kind of having the same effect on you in that it's keeping you down.
And you know, it might be dealing with self-esteem, thinking
okay.
That maybe you're not good enough, you know, and that could play along with when you went to school and the teacher said something that you believed for your whole life. Maybe you got, you know, browbeaten and now you're kind of afraid to do something. And it may not be a normal thing to do, you know. Most people may not like what you're doing. And so it's taking away your freedom. But you have to conform. So are you conforming to the timeline? Are you conforming to somebody else's wishes that you may not even know who they are that's doing this, you know, hexes, curses, spells on you and stuff? Is there something out there that you don't know about but you feel stuck? You know, start with the timeline crashes. You know, I actually did the other clearings. You know, I'm just talking to people who just, well, yeah, you know, I'm kind of apathetic and, you know, well, why are you that way? You know, you should be in full energy being able to do it, whatever you want to do. Because on the timelines that you can be on, that exists. So get off those timelines that are preventing you or causing you frustration. Well, it looks like our show is kind of coming to a close here. So let's... any other things come in on Fast Chat?
We did have a couple questions, but I think they're going to have to wait until Wednesday's show, Ron. Nothing, no other testimonials about the samples that you did tonight?
Well, maybe they'll come in after the program, then that'd be great.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so we'll look forward to the Wednesday show. And Ron also does shows on BBS on Station 2 Friday, Saturday. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ron, for any final thoughts.
Well, we'll do the Mind to Heart drop. And tomorrow, which is Tuesday, we have our energetic cord release. So here we go. Releasing that energy. We'll do energetic cordings right now in case you're connected to something. So here we go. One, two, maybe we hit a trigger point. One, two, three, four, and five. So here we go, everybody. So, you know, we're going to do the mind to heart drop. And let's get rid of energetic cordings first in case you got your buttons pushed and you realize that something is attaching to you that you never knew about. So this will give you a little reprieve here. So think of a situation. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five. Releasing that. One, two, three, four, five. And one, two, three, four, five. So just say that makes you feel a little better. And the mind to heart drop. Here we go. Expanding your spirit out loud. Take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. Get rid of that mind chatter. Become peaceful. So dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Everybody, thank you. Hope you enjoyed the program, and we'll see you later. Blessings all. Thank you, Elizabeth and ladies. Bye.